The Last Word on Business.
With Fitzgerald Power, run your SME with reliable, efficient and personalised accounting services. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Slightly different business news with Ian Guider today, because we're going to focus on the economic legacy of departing Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, because politics is often about economics. Does he have an outstanding economic achievement to his name?
There's no big signature economic policy that Leo Varadkar has to his name. If you look back through the ministries he's had, Department of Transport back in the early days of the government, well, that didn't really have too many big policies.
He cancelled Metrolink.
Well, he did, but there was no money around at the time. He oversaw that big tourism thing that they launched back in 2012, which was the gathering to try and get people with Irish links to flood back into Ireland. Moderately successful. Tourism did recover, we know. You look through the ministries he's had, obviously the Department of Health, you don't do a whole lot of economic policy. In the Department of Social Welfare, well, one of the signature things he's associated with is that campaign, Welfare Cheats, Cheat Us All, which he attempted to recover 500 million, he said, was being carried out in the state fraud by people out there claiming social welfare when they shouldn't. So that's not really an economic policy. But if you look at what he even said in his statement today, yes, the economy under his last, 5 years as Taoiseach out of the last seven, the Irish economy has grown extraordinarily. It is top of the European list for the economy.
We've never had more jobs in the country, and we have massive tax revenues.
2.45 million people in work. That's all been done over the last number of years by having steady economic policies. The government has, under Pascal Donoghue and Leo Varadkar, tinkered around with the tax rates over the last number of years. There has been a reduction in the last budget of the USC. Two of the bands were reduced by half of 1%. We did see the standard cut-off rate raised as well, which helped people's pay packet. But when Leo Varadkar talks about wanting to have lower taxes, we haven't seen that.
Yeah, is that one of the big criticisms? Because he said he wanted to help those people who get up early in the morning. And as Sarah Carey said to us earlier, he backed off in the face of criticism of that, where there might have been a lot of voters who would have appreciated him delivering on that, perhaps with reduced USC and income tax rates, which he only did on the margins rather than aggressively.
Yeah, a couple of years ago when he was taunted, he proposed a 30% tax rate for people earning up to 50,000 a year, so that people on modest incomes wouldn't pay more of their income at higher tax rates. That was pretty much shot down. That's the problems with working in coalition. But if you look back...
So he was shot down from within his own party as much as it was from the other parties.
If you listen back to Leo Varadkar's interviews going back many years, going back decades, always talking about having to reward people who work, having lower taxes in the state, having a state that is perhaps a little bit smaller. I remember when he was running for Fine Gael leadership, he talked about, look, we should try to find efficiencies within the existing budget rather than increasing spending more. And if you look what's happened over the last couple of years, Matt, the state is bigger than it has never been before. We collect now 90 billion euro of taxes because we have very high personal tax rates. We haven't reduced any of the bands, either the top or the standard rate. The USC has only come down marginally. So we are taking in all of these taxes, but we're also spending a lot of money. 80-odd billion euro being spent.
But isn't that down to the fact that we have a much bigger population, unexpectedly big population?
We're also wasting a lot of money as well. We are topping up the budgets of government departments that don't stick to their targets. So where has been that efficiency drive? Where has Leo Varadkar said, look, we need to have more money being taken in going back to people in the form of lower taxes, and the state needs to be run a lot better? Instead, you've had all of these spending commitments given out, and we have a huge, huge state now.
Ian, something else that came up in our coverage earlier, a couple of issues that Fine Gael voters may be unhappy with, things like immigration and the farming community. But it struck me that small businesses might have a bit of a beef with Fine Gael and government as well, because of all the additional costs that they feel have been layered on. And I suspect that that might play into the local and European elections.
Yeah, and in that speech today outside government buildings, he talked about the move towards a national living wage, which is coming into effect in a couple of years. And that will be paid for by small firms all across the country as people move away from an hourly minimum wage to a higher living wage. That's going to have to be paid for. The government have expanded sick pay. He was very proud of that, so that there is a statutory minimum sick pay. You also have increased parental leave. We're going to have pensions, auto-enrollment. So Leo Varadkar pointing to all of these things, but they are being paid for not by the government, but in many cases by small firms who say, we can't afford it. They believe the government focuses too much on the multinational sector and not on domestic business. So if you look at Leo Varadkar's economic policy, at the headline level, we are a phenomenally successful economy, one of the wealthiest in the world, budget surpluses being delivered, record employment, very low unemployment, but still many people feel struggling because of higher taxes.
A lot of people speculating, what's he going to do next? Maybe is there a job in Europe and politics? According to Seán Murray, it's unlikely. Some listeners suggesting he could always take one of the vacant doctor's positions around the country. Do you think is there going to be a job for him in business?
I think there actually will be, because of course he's got huge links with Silicon Valley. He takes a tour out there every year or so to look at the Irish companies and Irish investment that's coming in. And you look at the traditions that some foreign former governments are doing. Look at Nick Clegg, former Deputy Prime Minister of the UK, now effectively Mark Zuckerberg's representative on Earth, earning 20-odd million euro a year. Lots of money in lobbying for former ministers.
Ian Guider, thank you very much. And thank you to all the listeners who confirmed I was right. Van Gaal was fired as Manchester United manager the weekend after he won the FA Cup.
The last word on business.
With Fitzgerald Power, run your SME with reliable, efficient and personalised accounting services. FitzgeraldPower.ie.